Nothing is set in stone yet. I'm going to let everything set in. Well, I let in everything set in for about 24 hours here. And I just wanted to see what everybody on Twitter was talking about and how everyone was taking the news and letting it all sink in. Now we have hashtag We Want Cody. A video, like I said on the last podcast, reached over 500,000 dislikes, the most ever on a WWE YouTube page. And now everybody, for some reason, is hopping on the bandwagon or hopping on the choo-choo train of what I said on my last podcast. Let's hit that intro. Welcome to Pardon the Pipe Bomb.
In anybody else's hands, this is a microphone. In my hands, it's a pipe bomb.
I have a dream. That's all I need. I'll make it happen with someone.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the PTP show. I haven't used that one in a while. Welcome, everyone, to Pardon the Pipe Bomb. It is February 4th. Just 10 days away from the very special day, V-Day, as in Valentine's Day. I would say go use my code for, the chocolate-covered strawberries, but this video and podcast is not sponsored. But anyway, thank you all very much for joining me here. Let's get into it, though. WWE, The Rock, Triple H, Cody Rhodes. I wanted to come on here not to have a lengthy podcast, but just kind of talk about things that have been transpired on X and what people are saying on X. And I want to just acknowledge the We Want Cody, hashtag We Want Cody. And now all of a sudden there is We Want Rocky. For people who are just a regular casualty or they don't really care for the storyline. They just care for the money draw. Me personally, yeah, I have said it on this podcast. I would love to have Cody Rhodes be in the main event. But guys, I think The Rock ain't going anywhere. I think The Rock is set in stone to be in WrestleMania, but that doesn't mean that Cody Rhodes isn't going to be on it. It could mean that Cody Rhodes is going to be involved somehow, some way. Somebody tweeted it out. I don't know who did, but somebody definitely said on Twitter what I said on my last podcast, and that was, every 10 years, there has been a triple threat match, or every 10 years, there has been a crazy wild scenario that happens at WrestleMania. And this one, guys, this one's not going to be any different. It's been on record that TKO wants this to be a very special WrestleMania, as in this is their first WrestleMania that TKO is involved with. I want to get into a couple articles here and just have a little discussion to myself and talk to you guys about it. Some in WWE believe that The Rock is pushing to beat, yes, to pin Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. The news about The Rock taking Cody Rhodes' spot at WrestleMania has not been well received by fans on social media, as noted earlier. And the segment was posted on WWE's YouTube account and is now their most disliked video ever, which I stated on the podcast beforehand. But while many people might be expecting Roman Reigns to retain his title if he does face The Rock, that may not be what ends up happening. According to Fightful Select, they are reporting that they spoke with people who have stated that The Rock pushed for the match with Roman Reigns, and some believe that he was pushing to win the match. Now imagine if The Rock ends up finishing off night two of WrestleMania, holding up the title. What's he, what is he gonna do next? What is The Rock? Who is The Rock going to be facing? Is he going to face Cody Rhodes? And yeah, Cody Rhodes could face off like with The Rock, and you know, he could win the title, and then he could finish his story like how he's been saying it for the past 2 years now. Do you think that, you know, if he faces off against The Rock and wins at Saudi Arabia, or if he wins at Backlash against The Rock with the Undisputed Universal Championship, do you think that it's going to be any greater than what it could be with Roman Reigns? Not exactly. Yes, the belt means everything to Cody, but having Cody Rhodes lose against Roman Reigns at last year's WrestleMania is making this WrestleMania more sweeter if he does win it. Now, remember when John Cena and The Rock, when they faced off like with each other, The Rock won on the first one that they went about each other. And then the second time, The Rock had the WWE champion, and John Cena won against The Rock and became the 14th or 15th, or no, 13th, I don't know, something like that. He became a WWE champion again. It doesn't make sense if Cody Rhodes faces off against The Rock, or it doesn't make sense if The Rock beats Roman Reigns at this year's WrestleMania to just do what with it? Have The Rock take it back to Hollywood? Because it is the Hollywood, like, according to Seth Rollins, it's the Hollywood's title. I don't really agree with that. But Seth Rollins does make a lot of good points. And although I would love to see Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes face off each other for the World Heavyweight Championship match, it's not what the story is about. I'm going to read another article here. And dude, I mean, this could get ugly. Like with The Rock being received on social media. Dude, we could see heel Hollywood Rock. Or just heel Rock. At WrestleMania. I'd be all for that. But if he's going to continue with this babyface run, he's going to have to turn heel. That's just my personal opinion. But WWE is reportedly, they are monitoring the negative fan feedback on The Rock talking to Cody Rhodes and taking his spotlight. This is a news article on WrestlingNews.co. Angel Arambles. I'm going to apologize in advance that I didn't pronounce that last name right. But he wrote on this article saying the negative feedback is continuing to pour in after The Rock stepped in during SmackDown to take Cody Rhodes' spot at WrestleMania 40, which makes no sense at all. And if nothing changes in the next few days, then The Rock versus Roman Reigns will be made official at the press conference this Thursday in Las Vegas on Peacock. However, it's worth noting that WWE is monitoring the situation, and there's always a chance that they can pivot away from Rock and Roman Reigns. Let me just say this. You really can't pivot away from Rock and Roman Reigns. You teased it. When The Rock came out and confronted Roman Reigns, the camera shot conveniently had the WrestleMania logo and Roman Reigns and The Rock all in the same frame of that time span. You really can't pivot backwards now. You can't take The Rock out of it. And people are saying that they should, that Cody Rhodes should just take it. No, there's no going back now. You made your bed, you sleep in it. But now you got to figure out a way to sleep in it with Cody Rhodes in it as well. And that's why I'm saying it should be a triple threat match for the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. PW Insider's Mike Johnson wrote today that WWE has been absolutely monitoring the response on social media. So for Cody's fans, there's at least a chance that the plans could change. As of this writing, the full segment posted on WWE's YouTube account has 99,000. 1,000 likes and over 500,000 dislikes. That is far and away the record for the most dislikes for a WWE video on their channel, like I said on this podcast. Now, I said this on the very last episode. Do you think that it's at all possible that they're trying to make this into a bigger WrestleMania than what it has been in the past? How they could maybe bring in the reality aspect of it and have the authority come into it and try to take it away from us fans and us fans gather around together? Like, good example of Daniel Bryan. Do you think it's at all possible that WWE is just working us? What say you? I really do feel very strongly about this opinion that I have, and I think that WWE is working us, and they are leading up to have this be a triple threat match. I mean, I you saw it on Twitter a couple weeks ago. The Rock loves Cody Rhodes and what he's doing. He wants him to finish the story, but he loves the long game of it. He loves things being played out. He loves the long-term booking storytelling. He says that this run is going to be a fun one. It's not going to be set in stone yet. I'm going to repeatedly say this. It is not set in stone that it is going to be The Rock and Roman Reigns. Hey, they could announce it. But until, I'm going to give it maybe 4 weeks before WrestleMania, if they're still saying that it's going to be The Rock and Roman Reigns, and Cody Rhodes is in limbo, but, you know, he's going to face off against Seth Rollins, then I'm going to lose hope. But as of right now, on February 4th, 2024, I'm saying it is going to be Cody Rhodes is going to get himself inserted into that match. Somehow, some way, it's the right thing to do. Triple H is head of creative. He is not that stupid to have Cody Rhodes win back-to-back Royal Rumbles and not main event WrestleMania. Triple H loves this business. He loves the story aspect of it. He is a diehard, not even a fan. He just gets it. And he has it to be the head honcho and to be the head creative of WWE. He did it all in NXT. What is it now that he's in WWE and he just forgets how to do everything? No, I think they have something planned special. I'm not going to get all butthurt yet. I'm still a little pissed off, but I'm not going to get all butthurt and think that this year's WrestleMania is nothing but done because The Rock had inserted himself into the main event. It could be, you know, just think of it like this. Think of The Rock as Batista when he won the Royal Rumble to headline WrestleMania 30. We could have heel Rock. It's not out of the question. With all the superstars as well tweeting out, we want Cody. Logan Paul tweeting out, we want Cody. Ricochet tweeting out, we want Cody. I thought that Logan Paul was just jumping on a trending aspect things of it and just tweeting out, oh yeah, hey, let me join this fucking thing. Yeah, hashtag we want Cody. But Ricochet's doing it. Like accounts like Santa Claus account says hashtag we want Cody. I think that this is what WWE is planning on doing. I think that they want it to be something bigger than just pro wrestling. I think that they want to have it affect the whole universe, the whole world, to get behind Cody Rhodes. People who aren't even a WWE fan. Maybe this is, I don't know. This is going to be one hell of a ride. So you guys better buckle up because I think something big is going to be happening here in the next coming weeks and then building up for WrestleMania 40. Going to shift gears now to another source for a sore subject, I guess, with Vince McMahon. Some more news are coming out and I don't think it's going to stop. things may get a lot worse for good old Vince McMahon, pal. And according to this article, just posted 6 hours ago, Andrew Ravens, he wrote this article stating, things continue to look worse for Vince McMahon as he resigned from all of his roles within TKO. And with the NDAs, as previously reported on this website, the NDAs that were signed by several women with McMahon were created and signed without the knowledge of WWE, as McMahon signed them on the company's behalf. And when asked about what justice looks like in Grant's mind, her attorney responded, she wants justice because she wants to change the culture that is going on in the WWE. She wants to help other victims. She thinks by speaking out and coming forward for her that others will feel embodied and encouraged to come forth. Grant's attorney previously claimed that there could be more victims coming forward due to the allegations and the civil lawsuits brought against the parties involved, and McMahon has denied all of the allegations. And now I guess John Laurinaitis is now saying that he's also a victim. But that's the other reason why I'm bringing this up. The Rock and TKO felt like maybe The Rock needed to save WrestleMania so that all of the heat towards Vince McMahon would die down if The Rock appears on TV and appears to be in the main event spot at WrestleMania, when really it's just, it's leaving a lot of sour tastes in all of our mouths, if you want me to be completely honest here. And me, I see all these posts about everyone's POV of themselves in the arena when The Rock came out. Yeah, it was shocking. Nobody could believe it because nobody could believe that The Rock was actually going to take the spot of Cody Rhodes and take his spot at WrestleMania. That's what I was shocked about. I thought maybe, you know, it would happen at the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view event, premium live event. I'm going to continue to say pay-per-view event because I'm old. Yeah, I would have popped. I would have popped as soon as the fucking Rock came out, but it would have just been in the moment. Now that we know that he's back, I guarantee you, I'll bet you my right orange nut that the fans, he is not going to be well received by fans next time when he does come out. At a WWE live event, I think it was sometime in Knoxville, like Tennessee, that they showed that clip and the fans were booing. And then I also see that Shinsuke Nakamura gave the mist to Cody Rhodes again. I don't know if that's an old clip, but I saw it circulating around Twitter. And I swear to God, if they're just going to turn away from Cody Rhodes not even winning, just acting like he didn't even win the Royal Rumble, and just have him face off Shinsuke Nakamura at WrestleMania, or just have him go in another feud with him, I'm going to lose all hope for Cody Rhodes. Because right now, the one thing that Cody Rhodes has going for him is that us fans on Twitter and on any social media platform, we're all standing behind him. Hell, he gave a fucking blind kid a piece of table at that event. He's just all around a good guy. He is your typical babyface. He is the new John Cena for WWE. He will never be a heel. And on that note, that's going to do it for me, guys. And thank you very much for joining me here on another episode of Pardon the Pipe Bomb, trying to grow this channel. So if you guys liked what you heard, please don't be shy. Leave a comment down below. Give me a negative 5-star review in the comments. Tell me something that you don't want me to do anymore. Tell me something that I should be doing or something that you want me to do. I don't fucking care. But if you also feel very fucking generous here, leave a thumbs up or give me a subscribe to the channel or subscribe on any of the podcast platforms that you're listening me onto. So on that note, I will talk to you guys later on another episode of Pardon the Pipe Bomb.